Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Again, everybody, Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be here with you. Let's give away some HTO. Now featuring just out the new fall lineup. You've got apple crisp dirty chai. You've got butter pecan mochas. It's big time for coffee drinkers. You can get one of those free coffees. Go try it out. You can also get a free iced tea, more than 20 flavors, by texting the keyword TTEA to the short code 20357. T20357. Good luck, everybody. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Lorenzen takes the bump tonight, Tommy, for the Royals, trying to secure a series win. The Royals are slight underdogs in this game. Gavin Williams is on the mound for Cleveland. He has not been particularly good. So another opportunity here for Kansas City to strike. We've said house money, and I still believe that. I think that they were fortunate, very fortunate yesterday. So I'm not like it all feels fine now. But it also is a game that they can win. Lorenzen has been, of all of the pitchers there, Lorenzen may have the most experience at getting into this portion of a season and being counted on that way. Like he may end up being the most consistent guy down the stretch here. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
I feel good about this matchup tonight. And Lorenzen has been pretty nails since coming to the Royals at the trade deadline. And his ERA overall for the season, even though he didn't pitch particularly well with the Rangers earlier in the season, his ERA overall for the entire year is under 3.5. So it's still a pretty solid ERA overall. And it's been, of course, significantly better since he's been with the Royals. I think he's got a sub-2 ERA in his time with Kansas City and the few starts that he's had so far. So I feel good about him going to pitch tonight for the Royals. And then on the flip side, I think Lorenzen is a lot better than Gavin Williams, who's pitching tonight for the Guardians. Williams' ERA is up over 5. He's got a pretty high whip as well. And so from a pitching matchup perspective, I'm going to give it to Lorenzen tonight for sure.
Well, look, Lorenzen, what he did for Texas was just be what they needed him to be every time they needed him to be it. And I think that was the role, for the Royals that I initially envisioned. He's just going to come back. It's sort of like, it's funny about it. It's sort of like what you heard and thought they would get out of Urcic, right? This guy is a grinder. He's going to do whatever you ask of him, and he'll be awesome. Well, what's happened? Urcic has ended up being nails as a closer, and Lorenzen is part of that. But what they need out of Lorenzen right now is for him to sort of stabilize things at a time when everybody's trying to get their sea legs a little bit. It's hard to imagine. And look, Lorenzen has not been lights out by any means. Last time out, he was very good, but it was against the Angels. He's been good, though. He's been consistent, and he's consistently taken them where they need to go. He's not going to get you probably past 6 innings. That's not what he's going to do. But he'll give you a chance to win the games. And if they can consistently get that out of all their starters, I think down the stretch, you'd take it, right? Like if you just, no duds allowed, right? No dud starts allowed. And I thought we were going to get one out of Reagan's yesterday, but he at least battled through that much of it. The Royals are in good shape right now, Tommy. They're a game back of Cleveland, which is, of course, what we've been focused on. But Minnesota's reeling. They're 1.5 up now on Minnesota and 5 clear of Boston. So they do have some of that house money. It's spilling over. If you're going to be swaggy, go get a Cleveland starter that struggled. Put the pressure on Cleveland early. The Royals yesterday had the pressure put on them early. They responded twice, which is great to see. But go put some pressure on Cleveland early. You said you like them. Look, they're plus money tonight. If you want to look at it from a betting standpoint, you just take them on the money line. I mean, it's pretty simple. I probably wouldn't bet anything else. I would just, say Royals, I think it's like plus 130. Just take the Royals on the money line then. See if you can get them a win. I do too, by the way. I also don't want to overlook Cleveland and how good they've been all year long. And they had every opportunity to win the games that they didn't yesterday. But it should be a fun one today. Another story yesterday, Tommy. CeeDee Lamb, as we'll switch back to the NFL, gets his deal. I laughed the entire time I saw this because Jerry Jones won his little game of chicken. You saw the Justin Jefferson deal. CeeDee Lamb wanted to be the highest paid. Jerry Jones didn't want to make him the highest paid. And so CeeDee Lamb makes like $1 million less a year with just a handful of million under the total value. CeeDee gets paid a ton of money, but he does not get more than Justin Jefferson. And it feels like Jerry Jones gets the win, I guess. Is it a win there? Like in a negotiation, I think that's probably what this came down to. I know there were a lot of I've seen it multiple places from Cowboys beat writers that predicted this in May. Oh, Justin Jefferson got his deal. CeeDee Lamb's going to get a deal right underneath that. And ultimately, that's what happens. But why do we have to go through this exercise to get there? It's done deal now.
I mean, Jerry Jones may have won the battle, but I think he's losing the war. I mean, I think that's pretty easy to point out because so much attention has gone to, you know, his formerly, I'm guessing now formerly disgruntled wide receiver. I don't think, you know, CeeDee Lamb is disgruntled anymore after the payday, but so much attention went to that and figuring out that scenario and that situation that that was a guy that was already on your roster and you got to take care of him. It's not like there have been any kinds of reinforcements, which has been well documented for the Cowboys going into this season. Talk and emphasis and priority placed on situating the CeeDee Lamb whole scenario. And that's not all on Jerry Jones. That's on CeeDee Lamb also. But so much time was spent on that, okay, great. You've got CeeDee Lamb back, but you already had him. So he may have won that battle, but overall it doesn't make the team any better. They're exactly the way they were before.
Well, I don't think it changes anything. I don't think they want to pay Dak like that. They wanted to pay CeeDee Lamb. It was just like this little standoff thing. I mean, by the way, as a Cowboy fan, I am just fine with them saying, you know what, Dak, just play the year out and let's see what happens. That's what I would do. I mean, if I were them too. I mean, you're not going to cast Dak aside at this point, but just get out there and go play awesome. And if it's great and we think we can win next year, we'll bring you back. If not, good luck at your next stop. You'll go get paid a ton. I think that's the right call. But that's, you know, we're still waiting on Ja'Marr Chase a little bit. Ja'Marr Chase is a year. I think Ja'Marr Chase will play, and it's not that big a deal because he's kind of a year early on all this of when he needs this. So I would be surprised. But that's it, right? Like, we're not waiting on any more of these, are we now? It's just kind of Ja'Marr Chase, and that's the last one. Is that right?
That's the main one. That's still the main headliner that is holding out. I think there might be maybe a couple more, but not to the stature of Chase.
How's your fantasy preparation coming, Tommy? You ready for all this? CeeDee Lamb now, maybe a guy that people are taking at the top of the draft. They can breathe a little sigh of relief there.
Yeah, I mean, I think a little bit. I mean, you and I are in the middle of a draft that feels like it's taken about 4 months to finish with our buddy TJ Cleland and Brandon Zinner, I think, is in the league. There's a handful of other people that are in the league, and you and I are both in it, and this draft has taken forever. And so I'm glad. I'm looking forward to getting it done. Then I've got another one this weekend. I know you're in that league. You're not going to be at the draft, though. And then I think I may have one more. I don't know. It's that season where I'm trying to keep track of all of it, and it's tough to do.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to Texas this weekend, and I'm going to have the one I'm not going to be at that I'm in with you. I think I will have over the course of 2 days about 5 drafts, and it's going to be incredible, and I cannot wait for it. We are fantasy football junkies. If you ever have questions about that kind of stuff, you can ask us. We'll help, even if we help you in the chats and not on the air, but we'll probably help you on the air. Why not? This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. We appreciate Crestview's support. I'm going to pop out there, Tommy, right after we get off the air and try and play as many holes as I can in like an hour. It'd be the first run at doing that for me now that the kids are all in school before I go into the TV station tonight. Listen, I don't know how many I can play in an hour, but we're going to find out. I might be able to get 9 in. I think that's possible, but we'll give it a shot. We appreciate Crestview. It's 18 holes times 2 18-hole courses out there These kinds of things are possible because they allow a lot of tee times during the afternoon.
I got to tell you, we went out there, my wife and boys and I went out there, I think it was Friday evening, and had dinner. And this is a little known fact about me. I don't know if we've talked about it much on the show. I am a chicken wing connoisseur. Love, love, love chicken wings. And I got their wings, and they were phenomenal. They were so good. And so that's definitely, I've had a kind of a hole in my life with chicken wings because I was a huge Buffalo Wings and Rings fan over at K96 in Greenwich, and they closed, I think, a couple of years ago. That was my favorite restaurant. And I haven't really found any place that can do anything like that. But you know what? Crestview's wings were right up there. They were really, really good.
They were. I actually had some when we went and played, what was it, whatever day that was, Friday. And it was the first time I'd had them. And I had thought the same thing. I was like, man, those are really good. So, yeah, I'm in on the wing. I just had regular buffalo. I haven't tried any of the other flavors. So, yeah, get out to Crestview. The restaurant's great. Golf's great. It's all out there for you. Check it out. We've got two giveaways going for you right now. If you want concert tickets to see Cody Jinks at Intrust Bank Arena, you can text the keyword Cody to 20357. If you would like to win some HTO iced tea and coffee, you can text the keyword tea to the short code 20357. We are wide open in our final segment, segment when we return. So anything on the mind, we'll get to some other headlines. We've got Royals baseball tonight. It's all coming for you here. Sports Daily on a Tuesday. Glad to be back in the full groove of the fall sports season. We'll be right back.
Ninety-seven five and 1240.